TanCast is proud to present great moments in the Distorted View Daily Podcast.
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday. Uh-oh. Jesus Christ, Vista. My taskbar is frozen. I can't remember what's coming up on the show. I have a horrible memory. It's Wednesday, March 11th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, Retard Fight Club. I know that's coming up on the program. And son of a bitch.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
And now, the vulgar, offensive, and mostly unlistenable TanCast Podcast.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
TanCast.
TanCast! Yeah! I passed a bladder stone while welcoming you!
We want to dock with your foreskin.
We don't want to dock with your foreskin.
We want to dock with your foreskin.
A third of us want to dock with your foreskin.
Three-thirds of us want to dock with your foreskin.
A third of us can't do fractions.
I started to do fractions earlier to my wife, and she yelled at me. So I yelled at her. They're small fractions. Fuck
just
her.
Like my penis.
I am Tim. I'm the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, and I'm the annoying math guy in TanCast.
I'm Noah. I'm fucking your mom. Not right now, but after this I will.
In the end. Come on, man.
This is a historic first time for TanCast. We're the first time we're recording on a Thursday. To which the listeners say, why the fuck do I care?
Does that make it funnier on a Thursday?
We shall see!
Is there less penis talk on a Thursday?
Yeah, I think we've got enough topics that we can stay away from our penises for an hour.
Probably, yeah.
I can never stay away from my penis. It's a
I know you're going to be touching it all through this, but at least we don't have to hear about it.
Oh, yeah, you're touching it right now.
Unless you start to play it like a bass line.
Boom, 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 boom. And then I like to lick my finger and rubbing its head and make like a little squeaky noise.
All righty.
Have either of you seen a picture of Michael Phelps in the like the wetsuit with his junk all just hanging out for the world to see?
Yeah. I have not.
I will send it to you guys.
So he has put on a wetsuit, and then.
Is it just that
it doesn't leave anything to the imagination?
It's just so tight that it's just like, oh, look, there's an outline of Michael Phelps' junk.
Mmm, nummy. No, but I've heard there's a similar nummy. Matt Damon in Trunks.
Okay, here. Oh, my God. It's not even hiding it. There's no mistaking, like, hey, maybe that's something else. Nope, that's his penis.
Hey, there it is. That's some Phelpsian penis.
He looks very serious about it, too. He is not an attractive guy. He's very odd-looking.
Why is he posed like Jesus?
I don't know.
Are they crucifying him at
the... Doesn't he know that his thing's just, like, outlined like that? Maybe they should put a black patch, like, right there. Instead of, like, the lines that accentuate it.
Whoa!
I'll bet it's the flash that has accentuated the shadows. I bet, and normally, it's probably not that bad.
I don't know. Maybe.
That's just what I'll bet.
Michael Phelps' penis. Our son is fine. Sorry, I was a bit too shocked by Michael Phelps' penis, and apparently that
signaled that something was wrong with your son?
Well, she left my son with me here while she went downstairs to go see about the food.
Speaking of food, 10 laughs!
People don't tell jokes the way they used to. I used to hear jokes all the time. I heard them from the barber, from the waitress at the cafe. I never hear him now. I don't know why.
10 laughs.
you guys have one, or
I could get one.
I can start.
Go, you start, motherfucker.
Oh, all right, motherfucker. So Noah and Andy are hanging out at the beach, and Andy is sad, and Noah's like, what's wrong? He's like, well, none of the ladies are paying any attention to me. And Noah's like, well, why don't you put a potato in your swim trunks? That'll get him to talk to you. So Andy goes off, and then he comes back about a half hour later, and he's like, I tried what you told me, but even less women are talking to me than before. And Noah's like, Andy, you're supposed to put the potato in the front. Ha-cha-cha!
Oh, that's awful.
Anybody else go with a tan laugh?
Oh, I think the baby's got one.
Little Andy got a tan laugh?
Well, he told me just now that he wants me to do some more dead baby jokes, because it's been a while.
Excellent.
So here we go. How do you stop a baby from choking?
I don't know.
Take your dick out of its mouth. What's the difference between a dead baby and my girlfriend?
I don't know.
I don't kiss my girlfriend after sex.
Oh!
That's just wrong two different ways. What's the difference between a dead baby and a golden delicious apple?
I don't know.
You don't have to bleed the golden delicious apple before you take a bite out of it.
That's horrible.
And we'll finish off with, what present do you get for a dead baby?
What's that?
A dead puppy. Good night, folks!
That's just silly.
I know. I'm doing this sitting right next to my son, who is now trying to learn to crawl.
And trying to learn what dead baby means.
Yes. Like, dead baby.
Dead baby means any child that fucks with you. I will eat their brains in front of their mothers. Yes, I will. No one's bullying my son.
Oh! I got a joke.
All right, go for it.
It's funny, even though it's not current anymore. But I found it very funny. Why is Clinton going to lose the election?
I don't know why.
Because she's a woman.
Ah. I didn't know how not current it was, and I thought you meant Bill.
Yeah. Why is Clinton going to lose the election? Because it was 12 years ago?
Because he won? Wait, no?
No, that was a women's sexist joke.
Hooray! What do you call a man with half a brain?
A woman?
Gifted.
Oh, I don't know.
Give me just a sec. My wife's trying to ask me things.
Hey, all you junior Ghostbusters. Hang in there, because there's plenty more action to come right after these messages.
And more slimer, too!
We now return to the real Ghostbusters.
I'm back.
I wonder how much of this Tancast actually is going to make it to Tancast. Hey, everybody, welcome to Tancast. See you next week.
Tacos, you Latinos too.
I was trying to look and see what I want. It's my friends were picking something up from Tito's Tacos. For those who were listening and can't see, I just sent them a link to the website. And I was like trying to look it up and also have a conversation. And you can't, because their Tito'sTacos.com plays their jingle and you can't shut it off. Like, there's no off. Like, you just have to find the volume of your computer and turn it down. But I'm like, and then it sings it in Spanish. You're like, stop! Enough with the Tito. And then it's in your brain for the rest of the night. I'm walking around, I love Tito's Tacos. Put it in my crack.
Wait, who's picking up that?
A friend of ours.
You have a friend?
We have many friends.
Is it Danelle's friend or is it your friend?
Technically, it's Danelle's friend.
Yeah, alright, that's what I thought.
I don't have any friends. Man, that is a huge pet peeve of mine. Like, websites that make noise. Because...
But they...
It's fucking text! Websites are for text.
This is Web 2.0, my friend.
Well, then it's for text that changes without reloading the page. And images that come up without reloading the page, and, like, let you resize them and spiral them around or whatnot.
I don't mind sound, but, yeah, they definitely should have an option of turning it off.
And it shouldn't fucking autoplay. The first thing the website shouldn't do is go, I'm going to annoy you until you do something about it. Fuck you!
And there's so much hate for Tito's Tacos.
That is random. I was just I've just been given a notification that I am being followed on Twitter by someone called Car Trouble. And all of their status updates appear to be quotes of people saying that their car is having problems.
Do they have Adam Savage's?
You know, I haven't gone all the way down.
Mm. Well, that was like a couple of weeks ago. I'm sure it's been inundated with all the rest of the Twitter people having problems with their cars.
Because I did post that my car wouldn't start. FML.
I really want to know what I posted that caused Wall of Porn to start following me.
They just knew.
You know what you did.
Because I know what I did that got the quotable Buffy the Vampire Slayer, or whatever the heck that was called, to follow me. And I know what I did that got DirecTV to follow me.
DirecTV is following you?
I told them that their DVR sucks ass.
And so they said, we gotta follow this guy.
Yeah. Oh, and I also told them that I was going to report them to the FCC, because they called my cell phone at 11 o'clock at night to play a recorded message. So I called them back at the number that the recorded message gave me. And I chewed out the person who picked it up. I'm like, you know it's illegal to do this, right? He goes, oh, well, our dialer's automatic, and it's based on the phone number that you have, and we called a California number. And the fact that my billing address and my service address and everything else is in Georgia, your system couldn't be bothered to check that. You're just going to go ahead and feed it into a dialer that goes, oh, California, 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 and calls me at 11 o'clock in the fucking night. So, you know what, DirecTV, if you're listening to this, fuck you anyways. I reported you to the FCC. Just suck it down. Following me on Twitter does not an apology make.
California. I like that's what the dialer sounds like.
So no one contacted you, though, to like say, hey, how can I make it better?
Oh, yeah, they said something about, you know, why don't you direct message us with your account number and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I keep Tancast Me and Real Me separate, so no, fuck you, I'm not sending you my account number.
I'm sending you Shut the Fuck Up and Die.
Yeah. I'm sending you I'm Looking into Comcast.
Oh, dear Jesus. Things must be dire.
Yeah, well, at least I can bring my own TiVo to Comcast as opposed to dealing with the fucking shitvo.
Now, do you have a new TiVo? Like, the old TiVo doesn't have the flat for the cable cards, right? Like the original TiVo you had?
No, I've got a DirecTV TiVo. It's worse. It's completely locked down. It would be like a new hardware purchase.
Oh, okay.
To get onto Comcast.
But do you have another TiVo besides that?
I have two TiVos. One of them doesn't work, and it was under their DirecTV warranty, so they replaced it with TiVo in the same way that Hydrox is Oreo.
Wow. Wow. Good analogy.
So you'd have to get a whole new TiVo if you went to Comcast.
Really, I'd have to get a whole new two TiVos. Because we're a two TiVo having household.
I work with someone who has five TiVos.
Wow. Jesus Christ!
Yeah! I was like, geez.
Now see, I could see that in a... Do you just put them all over your house, and you can, like, you never have a recording conflicting ever, even Thursday nights. No matter what they move, fucking bones.
You know, though, I mean, really, with the internet, I mean, it's a little bit more hassle, but, you know, I mean, if I miss a recording, I just watch it online.
They need to work on some way to let you know this, but for some reason, reruns of Star Trek The Next Generation were given higher priority than both House and Heroes. So I got five fucking first season episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation on Monday, and both Heroes and House didn't record.
Awesome. Well, I think House was a rerun anyways.
No, I think it was a new one.
I'm pretty sure it was a rerun. I'm pretty sure we checked it.
House?
Yeah.
It was new.
Boom!
Well, maybe we watched it and I just didn't realize it.
Boom!
Let's see. Boom. I believe it was the one where the guy was like House, where he just kept saying whatever came to his mind.
Well, I didn't see it. Because, as I mentioned, I recorded Star Trek The Next Generation instead. So I got to see Wesley Crusher having a special episode.
I was saying it more for Andy. If it refreshes memory.
It is not refreshing my memory, and now I'm thinking that our shitvo told us it was the wrong episode.
Must have recorded Star Trek The Next Generation.
No, it didn't get TNG, but I'm beginning to wonder if it didn't record the House... Tell us it was a completely different episode, and us look at the description and go, oh yeah, and see 2006 on there, and hit delete.
I have this app, which is not 100%, well, and it's only for Mac, but it basically tells you, you enter your episodes that you watch of TV, and it tells you when the next one's coming up. It's very nice.
It is very nice.
Although, the things aren't always correct. Like, it was pulling from TV.com. Which I guess keeps changing how it works, so it keeps breaking the widget.
Yeah, they They gotta calm that shit down.
So now it doesn't work, which makes me sad. Yeah. And that TV.com app for the iPhone, I didn't like it.
I never tried it.
They broke up stuff into two small parts. Too many small parts.
Fuck that. Fuck that in the head.
Right in the head. Boom! Booga booga boom!
You know what I've got pretty much no use for on the iPhone? The YouTube app. I mean, I understand when the iPhone was new and, like, there was no mobile YouTube and there was no app store and whatever, that having the YouTube app on there was like, see, watch video, isn't this awesome? And it was. But now it's like, you look at the YouTube app and there's like videos that won't play because they're stored in some new format that YouTube is using that works fine in the Flash Viewer, but like won't work in the YouTube app because it hasn't been updated. Or you get things like, man, I really wish I could leave a comment, look at other videos that this person has posted, search for more than five things because the first five things that didn't that came back weren't what I was looking for. Tie it into my actual account so my bookmarks are on the web and on this phone.
And on my balls.
I use it at first. Actually, I used the YouTube app when I had the iPod Touch, but not so much on the iPhone.
Yeah, just bust out Safari, point it at YouTube. There you go.
It doesn't make the app pop up?
No. You just go to, I think it's m.youtube.com or something like that on the Safari. And you can log in with your actual username, and you can leave comments, and you can rate things, and I'm going to pull it up right now. I'm multitasking.
Don't worry, people without iPhones. I'm bored, too.
Well, I just say, I think I've loaded a YouTube video before, and it just opened the app instead of going to a webpage. So I thought it hijacked the link.
Well, it does. It looks like it's loading the app up. Yep, there we go. But it's in the same way that, what do you call it?
I don't know. Quick time video.
God, brain just falling out. Words not have for talk.
So, what are all these topics we have to talk about, Tim?
Well, you wanted to talk. You'd wanted to talk about our IM conversation the other day that I neglected to save and print out and put in and post as a blog.
I thought you didn't want to talk about it. You did not.
I thought you did want to talk about it.
I kind of did, but you said, I only have this one argument. You conceded, so that's all I got.
Well, I just meant, we could talk about it. It probably won't break into a raging debate this time.
So me and Tim were just discussing people with private profiles via IM and how much he hates it. And I was saying, well, it's just like real life. You choose how much access you give to people.
Tim hates me. That's code for I hate Andy.
No.
And Noah. And probably, I would say most of, well, at least our female listeners, I'm pretty sure, are all private profiles on either Facebook and or MySpace.
Probably,
but
because if they don't, they get some sort of teenage hornball, posting them private messages, telling them to show them their tits or something.
Well, my argument was, if you're going to have a private profile, then you shouldn't be able to see any more of other people's private profiles.
Other people's profiles.
Yeah. You shouldn't be able to see any more of other people's profile than we can see of your profile. That should be the rule.
Nifty workaround. Unprivate your profile. Look at whatever you want. Private your profile again before they notice. It'd be like a ninja profiler. Man, that is going to be a new hit show on CBS, and I'm not going to get any credit for it.
You know what? I would be for that just because at least if someone grabs you during that window... Like, you're at least exposing yourself for a window. Someone's probably online, and they might be looking at you.
And somebody went in and grabbed all the pictures of you drunk at the party that your boss was
going to for. Well, like, Noah was saying that it kind of hurts. He said it kind of hurts my argument that my biggest thing is women with their boobs in their profile. But that is just a blog that is on Tancast somewhere. I'll put the link in the show notes. But that's just something I kept running into, and it would just flabbergast me. I'm like, why are your fucking tits out? If you want a private, fucking put the back of your head or something, or like.
Well, but that's like real life. Like, if you see a girl with her tits hanging out, you can't go up and get all up in her life. Like, hey, where you live? What are you into? You like this movie? You like that movie? What's
your
name?
Yeah, but I mean, I am just as insulted that she's like, don't look at my boobs. Well, then fucking cover them. Why are they out? You don't see me walk around my ass crack out and the, hey, don't look at my ass crack. No, fuck it. I pull my pants up.
But she's not saying to look at my ass crack. She's just saying this is all you get to see of me.
Tim's saying he wants to see more. He wants...
No, I'm talking about the ones who get mad when you stare at what is exposed.
Right, but I'm saying the Facebook with the tits out is not saying, don't look at my tits. It's saying, this is all you get to know about me.
It's not quite the same because it's such a small picture. You can't really see it. But it's like one of those, oh, I want to look. Oh, I can't look at that. Why? Then don't put it there. But one thing that really...
Blurry tits. Ah, fooled ya.
But one thing that really irritates me is people who... well, there's two things. People who, like... This is more a problem, I think, on MySpace than it is on Facebook. But, like, hey, remember me? We went to high school together. You click on the profile, it's private. I'm like, well, no, I don't remember you, because your picture's of a goddamn tree. So, fucking... Unless I had homeroom with a birch tree, I don't know who the fuck you are. And the other one is, I have comedian friends who have private profiles. I was like, why did you bother tricking out your profile with all your fucking images and videos and no one can see it? You gotta be my friend. And you gotta answer this CAPTCHA, and you gotta know my last name, and you gotta answer a security question. Fuck it. Forget it. I don't like it. You're not that funny. Fuck you. That's it. That's my argument.
I would say your argument carries excellent weight on the comedian one, because it's just retarded.
Well, yeah, also actor and musician friends. Well, the musicians, I don't really care. I don't really have a lot of musician friends. Mostly I have random musicians trying to add me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, ooh, check out my sick beats! I don't want to check out your sick beats.
I just blocked all the musicians from trying to add me. I'm just like, no.
Yeah, I finally did that too. I didn't want to do it, but I'm like,
me too.
Because I know people who have done it to comedians, and then I'm like, but like people I know, I'm like, hey, there's somebody I used to know. I should add them. This person does not accept friend requests from comedians. Well, this person can fucking die.
I hate when people don't have pictures at all of themselves. Like, someone added me, and I know them, but I don't remember who the fuck they are. And, like, I can't see what they look like because they got a picture of a fucking cat in a drawing. I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Yes, and I hate people, like, here's my kid, here's my kid, here's my kid from another angle, here's my kid and his friend, here's my... All right, you have a kid. Who are you? I'm pretty sure this fucking two-year-old didn't set up this site.
You're just going to have to wait until my kid grows up, and then you can see, hey, that looks like somebody I knew.
Is your kid friends with the birch tree? Help me out. Who are you people?
And someone just mentioned me on Facebook, like, hey, this is Mandon, what's up? It's like, really? You think I know who the fuck you are? How long have we been since we've seen each other? I don't know who the fuck Mandon is. What's up doesn't help me. How about, hey, this is Mandon, we hung out in high school. Maybe I would remember you then. But probably not.
Also, tangentially related, as I've been getting a lot of these where I'll get invited to events that on Facebook, and then people will send a message to everybody who's been invited, and then other people will start replying all to that message. But with personal comment, it's like being back at work again when I had this one coworker who would hit reply all to every company-wide email. To the point where the assistant engineer actually sent an email that goes, just so you know, there's a button called simply reply that you can press, that you can have a personal dialogue with just one person who sent an email. I know you can find it. It's right next to reply all, which you seem to be very fond of hitting.
Weren't you the one that was giving me crap when I complained about people replying all to emails?
Could be. I might not have been pissed off about it at the time.
Because I hate it when people were, oh... so, like, at work, people will send out we have, like, these different mailing lists, and one of them's for, like, personal things that you can talk about. And people will send an email, and all these people will reply back to the general email, like, that goes to everyone. And, like, really? I don't care about this conversation you're fucking having. Reply to the person that sent the email out. I don't care about your fucking cat sitter who fucking likes to take your cat for a walk on a fucking leash. Conversely,
well, now I've got. Oh yes.
Me and my wife are working with a real estate agent, and he does not know where the fucking reply all button is. I will send him an email, put Stephanie on it, and he'll just reply back to me. I'm like, really? You didn't know this is from both of us? And then I have to forward it to her. Like, here, this is what he said. Anyways, what are you gonna say, Tim?
Some of these, like, there's one event, I don't know how to get off it. Like, it's not on my calendar. Normally, I if I get one of those emails, I'm like, and I go to my events calendar, and I just start going, remove from my events, remove from my events, remove. But there's one now where people keep fucking replying about it. Some, like, jogging bar for MS or something, I don't know. But it's not on my calendar events, but they keep sending me messages, and I don't want to be the prick who's like, listen, I'm glad you're helping MS, but shut the fuck up. I don't need to hear about it. Good for you. Help MS.
Unless MS is my scrotum, my interest wanes.
The jollies of the internet.
Jollies. That was me being jolly, I guess. I don't know what that was.
You know, as long as we're bitching about work email practices...
Let's do it.
I used to, and my wife still does, fucking hate it when there's like one random asshole that you work with that thinks that everything they send you is so goddamn important that they're going to put like a read receipt and a follow-up by flag on the email.
Oh, fuck. I never got the follow-up flags, but I'd always get the, this person wants to send a read receipt. Will you want to send it? Nope.
Yep, exactly. Every time.
When I worked at that company too, Andy, I would get those. The, you know, same company we work for. And I would just be like, no, you don't get to see how I fucking reply, got this shit.
Yep. It's like, you know what? I read this on my goddamn time. That's the whole point of email, is that it isn't instantaneous. You need something from me instantaneously? I've got this phone that the company paid a couple $100 for sitting on my desk. Dial it. There's this crazy invention. It dates back a couple of years, and it lets your voice get into my ear and my voice to your ear concurrently.
So at work, you know, times are hard, so they're trying to, you know, find ways to cut the budget. I guess someone already suggested it, and they're not doing anything about it. But they always send stuff to our inboxes of just, like, these different events going on, you know, around the company. And it's like, most of the time, I look at it, and I just throw it right in the recycling. And I was like, really? How about we cut this out? How about we have an opt-out or just email everybody? Everyone here has email. Just send them an email. It's free. You just go, boop, done. Like, I don't care about your wine tasting.
Oh, you mean they're actually giving you out a hard copy of that shit?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Every day I get, like, you know, well, not, usually a couple weeks I'll get all these different flyers. And some of them are about just general, like, things going on, and some are more specific about, like, benefits and stuff. But it's like, an email would do me fine. Or if I could just opt out and be like, you know what, just send all this stuff to me in email, because I prefer that, and I'm just going to probably throw the paper away most of the time.
when I was working at the radio station and we changed owners, our new general manager, when he would send out emails and then print out those emails and put a second copy in all of our boxes, including some extras for those of us who didn't have boxes. Well, I had a box. I don't know why I'm saying those of us, but so like he'd send out an email, then he'd pass out a piece of paper of the email and then post another copy of the email on his door. I'm like, what the fuck about email? Like. You do not get how this works. You send it, and then we have it. That's how that works.
Sorry, go ahead.
I mean, you guys don't know this guy, but he is not a, you know, as Andy is to talking, this guy was to writing. So it wasn't just like one piece of paper. It'd be like, and la 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 la, and stupid joke, and then long thing, and blah 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 blah, la 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 la. And he was also the asshole who would do that, who would send an email, and then run down to see if you got it. Really? Why don't you just run down here and talk to me, Captain Email?
Because I wanted you to have it in writing, so I have proof that I'm doing my job. Because I'm important, and I got to make sure that I justify my salary when I can justify cutting yours.
They just had some layoffs.
I had a lead at my... previous company that would do that. We would get the email. Moments later, she would come by with the printed copy and give it to us. I'm like, I just got it. I have it. I see it right there. I'm reading it. I'm good. I don't need a paper copy of it. That's why they invented email. Hey, look, we don't have to use paper anymore.
Like, you are defeating the point of this being a green, you know, technology.
Oh, my God.
You're shitting all over it. It's now a brown technology.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to wipe my ass with your words. Yeah, taking a step back, I know Noah said that the company that I used to work for, that he also used to work for, but I was actually speaking in general terms because I think every company that I've worked for where we've had email in the office, there's always been one person, one or two.
Well, that's the first time I've ever experienced it.
Well, I had experienced it before. It's often people in, like, sales roles.
Mm-hmm.
Or marketing roles. Mm-hmm. You know, not to get down on sales and marketing people, because they do go out and drum up the business that keeps the business running and pays my salary, you know, when I'm working, which I'm not currently. Well, I guess so currently, fuck all you marketing people, but very shortly, I love y'all and I'll buy you a beer. But, yeah, it's. I think there's a certain urgency and self-importance that a lot of people have that get attracted to roles like that, that then also turns into exactly these sorts of behaviors we're talking about.
It's funny, like, people do expect email to be, like, so instantaneous now. And, like, you know, I listen to, like, I read a lot of blogs about, like, getting stuff done. And, like, a lot of people are talking about, you know, not even checking your email, like, maybe twice a day. And just let people know, like, hey, I'm not going to check your email right away. If you need to get a hold of me, you call me. But, you know, at 10 o'clock and, you know, 5 o'clock, I'll look at email, you know, and I'll respond to you.
Yeah. Oh, that little, you have a new email alert thing that shows up in the bottom. I regularly turn that thing off. You know, if it's not that, if there's other shit going on, you know, not like I'm doing, like, filler stuff and seeing if, you know, anything new important is coming in. But, yeah, I'll regularly turn that off, and I will just, you know, every half hour, every hour, or whatever, I'll take a break from what I'm working on and check and see if I have new emails.
Yeah, I used to have it on, well, I used to have it on my computer. I installed it, and then I was like, why do I have this? I don't, like, fucking get, like, important email that needs to be responded to quickly. I don't even know right when it comes in. Because I realized it would come in, I would look at it, and I would just go back to what I was doing. I was like, you know, I just wasted time looking at the email, and wasn't even anything important.
Yeah, and not only you wasted time, but, I mean, people talk about, you know, I'm a good multitasker and I can juggle and whatever. But really, good multitasking just means you think that you can jump between things quickly. It doesn't mean that you can actually do these multiple things at a time. The brain's a pretty one-track organ. It does one thing, it focuses on it, and anytime you have to do, like, a big context switch like that, it actually takes a while for the brain to pick back up the threads of, you know, putting things back into the new context and, you know, what am I doing here? Oh, okay, well, I gotta figure out what's the name that this thing came from. Who is that? Okay, yeah, now I've got this. Now I'll read this email.
Not the way my brain does it.
Now, what it always takes a couple of seconds when, you know, you get back into the porn and it's like, oh, nipple. Nipple.
Nope, my brain's just like, new thing, old thing, I have not concentrated on any of this. Victory! We all used to leave our email, like our Outlook program, on all the time at the station. So, the instant any email was gotten, we knew about it, and that was we were discouraged from turning it off at any point because if you turned off your Outlook, someone would come in. Did you get my email? Literally, dude, it was 5 minutes ago. I turned it off the Outlook to reboot my computer, and they're in here. Where's I didn't? Oh God! Oh.
We have email on all the time at my job, too, but it's more central to what we do. We I'm doing help desk stuff, so we have to see when the email comes in and, you know, respond to it. And then, you know, there's also email going back and forth about other stuff, so, which I don't mind. I don't really care. But there's some jobs where, yeah, it's not so central. So, yeah, it's like you don't have to be, like, checking your email every 5 minutes. Like, hey, I got it.
Yep. Yeah, that was always a favorite trick to pull. The people that do the read receipt, it's like, decline, reply. Because then they know that you got it. That it said, hey, I'd like to let them know that you read this, and you said, no, fuck that.
He'd be like, hey, I got your email, but I said, fuck you to your little receipt.
I remember I gave Andy specifically some shit for this, but it was a general phenomenon that happened, I would say, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, when he worked at yet another corporation. Can I say it was a bank?
We just did.
Sure.
Well, I need to know if I should have bleeped that.
Is it important to the story?
Not really.
Okay.
I guess it just explains why this was at the bottom of the email. But, like, Andy sent me an email that was literally three words. Wanna get lunch? ? And then underneath it, this email and any files transmitted with it are confidential and intended solely for the individual or entity, which blah, 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 and it went on for like four paragraphs about like the privacy of this email and how like you'll get in deep shit if you send this email to anybody else. I'm like, really? Wanna have lunch? I'm gonna get in trouble.
You should just forward
I'm gonna
it to
topple
everyone.
Happened to the banking industry? Too many people forwarded the wanna have lunch email?
Yep. Oh, I have since seen much worse examples, like people who work in, you know, various, like, biochemical and medical or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I've received emails from them that are a handful of words and then a page of legalese at the bottom. But not only that, but their mail system that's automatically attaching this page, every time you reply to them and they reply to you, it attaches another page of legalese at the bottom.
Yes!
Because apparently it did not parse and recognize its own shit that it had already taken in the middle of this conversation.
Yep, ours would do that. Ours would set to do that too. Whether or not you replied, forwarded, no, didn't matter what. Fwok, there's our fucking chunk of legal shit.
Mm-hmm. Is it a thread? Fwok, thwok, 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 thwok.
Yep. Are you going to remove the other one? Nope, just going to add another one. So you got to scroll. So you got to scroll till you get carpal, just to go down to the see what this first message was, which was, "Want to get lunch." By the way, for anybody wondering how that story ends, yes, I did want to get lunch, and lunch was gotten.
Of course, you want to get lunch.
Of course. Now that's I've just broken the confidentiality agreement. Turn on the news. I think Citibank just went down. See, he didn't work for Citibank. That's why I felt I could say that.
Or did I?
Maybe
I hope not, because you were pretty shitty at it if you did.
You fucked it all up.
I never showed up at Citibank once.
Maybe, exactly.
Maybe Juan worked there.
I don't understand what you're saying. I want to know where my money is.
Chonda, Grita, Crispo, Grito.
Oh, man.
I remember when he was working at Great America, and then there was that accident on the drop zone where somebody fell out, and our friend Zoltar, like, as soon as he heard about it, he's like, I don't care what anybody says, it was Juan's fault, he was there, he did, I don't care what the news says about what accidental this, or he wasn't anywhere near that, it was fucking Juan, he was there, he fucking killed that guy due to his lack of attention to detail. It was so funny, just fucking Zoltar went off, and it's just so unlike Zoltar.
Oh, I know. See, he was always so laid back and, like, just so, you know, blasé about everything. Like, hey, dude, something's on fire. He's like, it's cool. Someone will get to it.
All right, all right.
We got some water over here. Come on, let's get a bucket. We can knock this out.
Don't you worry.
He sounds way hipper in this retelling, though, than he actually was.
I know.
What? Juan was the hippest. He was the hippest hip that ever hit.
Man, I think one of my favorite life stories will always remain the fact that Tim, scrawny little dude that he was, could always pop out of the restraint devices on all of the thrill rides and wave to people. I, big fat fuck that I am, did it once and got banned from the park.
Oh, that sucks.
You did it going by the cameras a couple of times, didn't you?
Yeah, so we could go look at it. Like, yeah. Look, there's Tim out of the harness.
We got a taste.
I think the one time I did it, I popped out and waved to the people on the platform. That was my mistake.
Well, yeah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to try and get their attention while you're out. Like, if they happen to be paying attention to the picture, then they're like, hey, by the way, I don't endorse this. I don't want anybody to fall out of roller coasters and blame it on Tancast.
Yeah, no, don't do this. We were retarded. We were considerably younger and retarded. We've gotten smarter as we got older.
Not really.
No, because it's still funny as hell.
Yes.
I was back in the restraint by the time the ride was actually doing anything. It was just going up the first big hill, and I went, hey, Tim, look what I can do. Hey, people, look what I did. And then I popped right back in, and I was met by security at the end.
So sad.
Yeah.
Well, because I remember the one, I think it was the Vortex at Great America, like I would get out just in time for the picture. Unfortunately, right after the picture is the loop.
Yeah.
So you have to get right back in. You're like,
or it just snaps you in half right in the middle of it.
Yeah. That would be awesome. What happened to Tim?
Living on the edge.
Highway to the danger zone. I know, it's a different ride, but whatever.
Man, I was always worried I was going to lose my shoes on Top Gun.
Oh, yeah.
I never worried about
I was always there. Worried I would kick somebody in the face and break my leg and kill them.
That would be horrible.
Because they were not aware that the sign no trespassing applied to them. Oh, I gotta get my hat.
Yeah, I gotta get my hat. Hey, what's that whistling sound? Oh, it's the breeze going past where my neck used to be.
I don't think his neck came off, did it?
I believe he was decapitated by the impact. If I remember,
I thought it was just a severe trauma.
No, but you know he died, right?
Well, okay. Yes, yes. Oh, okay. I knew he was dead. I just didn't think his head came clean off. Well, maybe it wasn't clean.
I don't know. Mythbusters, get on it.
Yeah, they're right in that area.
I'm sure they're listening to us right now.
I'm sure. Well, both Andy and I are following What's-His-Balls, Adam Savage.
Mm-hmm.
There it is, What's-His-Balls.
Nice. Yeah, we're just following What's-His-Balls. You know, he likes it when you call him What's-His-Balls.
He does. He's like, now I know I've made it. So, cars. I hate them.
Yes. How much do you hate them?
Paul Newman was kind of good.
No, not the movie, douche.
Oh!
Although that is not my favorite Pixar movie. It was, it's among my least favorite, in fact. Not because it was bad, it's just kind of like, alright. Like when they, like, unlike Wall-E, did not buy that love story at all. I'm like, I don't care. It's two fucking cars.
Like, there was a robots can fall out, but not cars.
There was a shot where one of the cars was driving, the girl car was driving in slow motion near a waterfall, and it was like the romantic music was playing. It's like, really? I need to be here for this? Can I go? Can we just cut to the race at the end? I'm pretty sure he'll win. That's usually how these things work.
Mm-hmm. Either that or he'll lose, but in some way that everyone learns something and is better for it.
But, yes, how much do I hate cars? $200 worth at the moment. But that's only the beginning. First off, this starts with a rather humorous story. I went to pick up my headshots yesterday because I ordered some headshots. I told the guy my name, and he went to go grab them, and he handed them to me. He's like, there you go, you're all set. I'm like, great. So I was I hadn't seen, like, an online proof, so I wanted to make sure they came out okay. So I just walked over, he was talking to somebody else, and I walked over to the corner, I looked at the envelope, and I was like, hey, they're cheaper than I thought they'd be. Oh, wait, there's only 25 of them, I ordered 50. And then I opened them. And this isn't me. This is some other black guy. Like, really? Really? Am I really black enough to be confused for other black guys? Like, he was skinny and had kind of short hair, but that's about where the similarity ends. Like, he was darker than Noah.
Jesus, we call Noah dark chocolate.
Exactly. Like, I don't think there was any mixed heritage in his background. He was black. And so I walk back up, and they're like, he's like, oh, I hope we didn't send your photos to this guy. I'm like, yeah. I'll bet he hopes the same thing. Because he's like, who's this random cracker? Why are you sending me pictures of him? And then, fortunately, it turned out they had my photos. But then when I went after that, I went and got gas. And when I went to leave, the car wouldn't start.
The car's like, thank you for that meal. I'm going to have a nap.
Yeah, like, really? Why wait till you're all gassed up and then not start?
You could have saved some money.
It's like, wait, thank you for all that money.
That's like buying a whore and then she has no vagina.
Mm, yes.
It's like, well, what did I spend all that money for? I don't know. Look at me.
Yeah.
I'm pretty.
There was like that time many, many years ago.
That's when you fuck her ass.
I spent a bunch of money, got new tires for my car. It had the engine block completely rebuilt because there had been a crack in it, so it hadn't been working. Like, I think the entire time that I owned that car, probably half of that time, I didn't have the car because it was being worked on. We got really good deals because my parents had some hookups and everything, but after all of that time and money and effort and everything getting into that car, I tried to drive it home to see my parents, and I get run off the road by some asshole and wrecked
drunk
the car.
Drunk driver, right?
Dude came into my lane, so God only knows.
Bastardo. I remember hearing the story that Andy yelled fuck so loud he heard it echo off the mountains many, many miles away.
Yes! Well, it helped
fuck!
It was like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Fuck! So then, I'm looking around at this gas station. I'm like, I don't want to have... Like, I have jumper cables, but I don't want to ask one of these strangers to jump my car. Like, because I'm just looking at this nest of undesirables. I'm like, I don't want to talk to any of these people.
Maybe you're the undesirable.
Well, I don't mean that they were like a lower class of citizens. I just mean they were other human beings that occupy this planet that I don't already know. And hence, undesirable. They may have been well-to-do, and you know, I don't want to talk to them. I went up to the counter. I'm like, is there any chance someone could give me a jump start? And they're like, well, where's your car? I'm like, well, it's right there on pump 7. So until it moves, no one's on pump 7. So that behooves you to help me out, as I have just bought, you know, 24 gallons of or $24 worth of your gas. Maybe you could help a brother out. And so they send somebody out with one of those. I don't know why I haven't bought one of these yet. It's like a jumper. It's like jumper
thing,
cables, but they're
yeah.
attached to like a speak and spell looking thing, and it just jumps it right there. You don't have to have another car.
I actually have one of those. That's a big lead acid battery. It also doubles as the thing that pumps up my car tires.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they sent out a guy who did not know how to operate it. So he's like, "Try it." I'm like, nothing. And he's like, and then I see him turn on the flashlight part of it. And I'm like, I'm
all right,
not...
it's brighter. Try it now.
I don't pretend to be an expert in such matters. However, I do see a switch, which is currently set to off. Now, call me crazy. Flip that switch to where it says on, and I bet we're going to get better results. Of course, I didn't say any of this because I wanted my car jumped, so I just have to wait for him to figure it out.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, and it reminded me, this didn't happen this time, but another time, I was in a vehicle, and I'll get to the rest of this story, but another time I was in a vehicle and the car wouldn't start, and so I was calling a guy I worked with, and I was like, yeah, the car won't start, and he's like, what's wrong with it? It won't start. I don't know if you remember, just before you talked, I said something, and that thing I said was, the car won't start. Well, what happens when you try and start it? Nothing! That's why I'm calling!
Not start happens.
If something happens, I just drive back to work. I don't make a fuss.
I know what that guy was thinking, though. Well, I hate when I call people call up for support, and they're like, my word's not working. Well, what's not working about it? It's not working. It's like, fucking tell me the steps you're taking so I can troubleshoot your problem. It's not working, doesn't help me.
Well, right. But the car won't start. You know the step I'm taking. I'm turning the key and getting bubkis. It's not like
Well, you put cars won't start. It could be like, it makes a funny noise, and then it doesn't do anything. Or it does nothing at all. There's so many ways it could go.
Well, then he's like, so what's wrong with it? I'm like, I don't know! Why do I have to pass a quiz for you to fucking come pick me up? First of all, this guy wasn't a mechanic. It's not like he was going to diagnose the problem. He was just another douchebag who worked in the promotions department. I was like, just come here! Fucking BF Goodwrench, you don't got skills? Don't pretend! You barely do your job. Don't try and step into the mechanic's shoes.
I remember one time I was going to get Drano for my tub, or something to clear the clog, and the guy who worked there started to explain to me how I could, like, how easy it would be to fix. He's like, see, what you do, you just go underneath the tub, you take off this part. I'm like, yeah, okay, look, I'm just want to buy some Drano, dude. I'm not going to fucking get plumbing tips from you. You're working at Safeway. Like, fucking, if you do so much, why aren't you a fucking plumber? I'm sure they pay more. And, like, it's like, really, you're going to try to explain to me and this little transaction we're having that maybe takes 2 minutes?
It's like, I don't even see, there's a guy back there buying fish. Are you going to tell him the history of fish? It's best if you just keep your comments to, here's your change, and do you have any coupons?
And that's another thing. I hate it when I ask people how they're doing, and they fucking start telling me, like, when you check it out. not like, hey, just tell me you're good, and we can get along with this. Oh, you know, I went to get my hair did the other day, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I don't fucking care about that. I remember one time when we all lived together, I noticed this lady got her hair done. And I was like, oh, you got your hair done, looks nice. Fucking then it launches into this whole story. I'm like, I'm done with the transaction. I want to go. I don't want to stand here and chit-chat with you.
Oh, dude, I went to get, I think it was like 5 things from a grocery store near my house. I'm standing in line. I'm ready to go. First, the lady who's supposed to be organizing her transactions, like, keeps asking what the prices of everything that's being run up are coming up at. In spite of the fact that there is the screen, not only the one behind the cashier's head, but the one right in front of her face that duplicates that other one and lists everything. So, like, she looks down and she goes, wait, is this what that came up as? It's like, yes, and it's also the price that it was on the shelf. Then she starts flipping through slowly this huge bag of coupons that are, like, not organized at all, like, pulling random ones out and, like, trying to match them with the stuff that's already been scanned, and then finally, like, hands a small handful over. And then she launches into some story about how someone else who shopped there, not worked there, but shopped there, one time was rude to her. And that story took probably 4 or 5 minutes.
You stood there that long?
It was the only fucking cashier open, and I had 5 things.
Uh, That reminds me, and I swear I'll get to the rest of the car story in a minute if anybody's even like, I gotta know the rest of Tim's car story! What happened to his broken car? But one time we were in... I don't think I've told this on Tancast before, but we were at the station. We have Starbucks run at 3 o'clock every day. Mm-hmm. And so I had just found out... It's funny, it kind of relates. I had just found out that I was going to have to pay $2,000 to repair my transmission on my car. I did not have $2,000, so that meant I was going to have to go sweet deep into debt. And so I was just sort of along for the ride. I go for the Starbucks run just to, you know, hang out with everybody and talk like I never usually get anything. So I'm just standing this side. There was this guy who made his order and then walked over to his laptop. And then, so they're like, okay, well, that guy's doing this, I'll take the next order. And so she takes one of our friends' order. And the guy comes back from his laptop and he's like, where's my coffee? And they're like, here it is. Well, I ordered it. I shouldn't have to wait for you to deal on this person. I was first. Well, you walked away, and so I was just helping this person, and you've already got your coffee in your hand, so you're all set. And then he just continues to be irate that he had to wait 4 seconds while she was talking to the person, and then went back, grabbed his coffee, and handed it to him. And he's just going off and going off and going off, and like I'm not even really looking at him. I can just hear him out of the side, and I'm just sort of standing off to the side, sulking about my car. And finally, I just go, hey, old guy! This isn't Burger King! You can't have it your way! Some of us aren't gonna be dead soon and don't feel the need to argue about such meaningless shit! Move on!
That you said that to the guy?
Nice!
Yeah. Without looking at him the whole time, but I just shouted that. And, he just walked away. He didn't look at me. He didn't retort. He didn't continue his...
You scared him!
When Tim snaps, it's a beautiful, crazy, frightening thing.
I got free drinks the next 3 times I came there. Apparently, they talked about that a lot. There was this guy.
He snapped.
He never like, orders this... anything, but he's like a superhero.
There was this douchebag customer, and all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, this guy just fucking let him have it.
A couple of times I went off when I'll say when we worked at the movie theater together, Tim. I went off on a couple of different people. I think I told you this, but I don't know if I told Andy this. But so one time, it usually send around the student discount. Like I would help people because they didn't have their student ID, and if they like, so what I would do is like. If I said no and they were cool about it, I probably would give it to them. But if I said no and they started being a dick about it, then I'm just like, fuck you, I'm not going to do anything for you. And I think one person called me an asshole, and I was like, you're an asshole. Just right back to him. Mm-hmm. And then they left, and Juan was on duty at the time. And so I guess I went and told Juan. And so he came in, and he goes, hey, you know, some customers said you called an asshole. I'm like, oh, yeah, they called me an asshole, so I called him an asshole back. He's like, okay.
If only people really knew how little complaining to the manager actually does if you're a douchebag. Like, managers can tell who douchebags are. You're not fooling anybody.
Another time, same thing, student discount, didn't have their ID. And the guy was like, so I gave him his tickets, and then he was talking to the lady behind him, like, oh, Noah, he's such a nice guy. Like, I was like, what the fuck is this? He doesn't even know this person. He's like, being all sarcastic about me. And so then I was like, you don't need to do that. So he's all, don't be so sensitive. I'm like, don't be such a dick.
Nice!
And it was funny because he wasn't as upset as the girl he was with. She's like, just don't say anything else. Don't you say anything else. I just didn't say anything. They walked away, and I don't think they ever complained. Or if they did, I never heard about it.
That reminds me of the time I was taking an order at Round Table. And pizza, if for those people who don't have it in their area, it's a pizza place. And someone was just giving me a hard time on the phone, and just before I hung up, I was like, don't forget to eat shit, and I hung up. And then I happened to be the person who waited on them when they came to the store, and they're like, I think the person on the phone might have sworn at us. I was like, oh, it could be one of the delivery guys in the back. They get stiff sometimes when they have to deliver in a bad neighborhood, so they probably were just talking in the background. They're like, oh, that makes sense.
Why did you say that?
Why did I say it? Oh, they were just being douchey.
Oh, okay.
That's along with customer service of, people not telling you what the problem is, fucking that, You wouldn't believe how often that happens. I mean, you did work in a pizza place, so maybe you know, but like, yeah, I'd like a pizza. All right. Do you know what you want on it? No. Could you find out? Because I'm pretty sure I don't know. And they're like, and then you got to listen to them. No, what do you want? No, he's asking. Do we want thin or thick crust? Do we want thin or thick? I don't know. Hang on. What's the difference? Really? What's the difference between thin or thick crust? One of them I take a shit in, the other I just pee on. So I leave that to your purview to decide which one is the most appetizing for you this evening. Douche.
The only time I call a pizza place and I don't know exactly what I'm going to be ordering is if it's like some odd hour, you know, like 4 in the afternoon or 3 in the afternoon on a weekday or something like that, and I'll call them up and go, hey, are you guys delivering now? And if I get a yes answer, I'll say, thank you. I'll be calling back soon with an order.
Yeah, because you want, you know, you want to make sure they're delivering first.
Yeah, because why go through all of that, you know, not with them on the phone, but the bullshit of setting everybody down. Okay, what do you want? No, pan? It's thicker. It's just thicker. Do you like it thicker or do you want it thinner? Thicker or thinner? Or super thin? No, 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 it's too many options. You get regular.
Like the people who used to come to the theater and just stare at the times, like, why'd you come here?
You don't know what you're going to see?
I want to see a movie. Eventually.
And there's that one guy who mumbled, and I think he might have been special. He would just kind of mumble and point, and I would just pick a movie, and he'd be like, yeah. I'm like, all right.
But you and know then what? There was a person, oh, well, I'll let you tell it, the person who asked for a movie that was not a movie.
Oh, you can tell it.
Can I have 2 tickets to assistive listening devices? Which were devices we passed out that allowed people to hear the movie, and we had a little banner for it under all the movie titles, and someone assumed it was a movie. However,
great.
As Good as It Gets was currently playing at the time, so the way they phrased it, as sisters with the devices, I was like, like, I wasn't the one who it had happened to, but when the story was retold to me, it made me laugh more.
Yes.
Good so time. Did Spawn.
Yes, there was an entire, I don't know, I'm not even sure what race of people it was.
Hispanic.
Was it? Okay. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if it was like Vietnamese or Hispanic or whatever, but the movie Spawn, they would always pronounce it Spawn.
Spawn.
And then whenever Noah would do that impression, I would fucking fall on the floor laughing. There were literally tears at one point, but it would work like time and time again. Like for a month, he would be able to get me to laugh just by going, that was your cue.
Spawn. Oh, oh sorry.
Woo! Well-oiled machine.
You can tighten that up in post.
In post.
We have post.
I'm for Kellogg.
Yeah, it actually amazed me, like, how it just worked every time. And then eventually stopped working, but for that time, it was just like, spong. Like, sometimes I'd sit over the radio, and I could hear Tim laughing, like, somewhere in the theater.
You know, I don't think there was any wiser decision than whoever's idea it was to pair the speak and say with the radio.
Scroll up.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? Working at the theater got me my job now.
That's weird.
I was thinking, yeah, like, man, that job sucked, paid so little, but suffering through that, and, you know, making friends with Steph got me my job now.
In a very odd way, working at the theater got you the job not before this, but before this, if I'm remembering correctly.
This is true as well.
Because through the theater you met Tim, through Tim you met me, through me you got that other job. Well, you got suggested for.
Through your wife.
Recommended you for it.
As well, right?
What was that?
Through your wife.
Oh, yeah. Wait, did we have her recommend you, or did I recommend you? I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, we had
her. Well, I think she did, because...
Oh, because then she'd get paid.
Well, yeah, and then she worked at the time.
Yeah.
But I guess you knew what's his name before then. Before,
yeah.
He used to work with you. Anyways, I'm sure people don't give a shit about this. They're like, what,
well,
he knew
the
somebody?
Was jobs. It all comes down to a movie theater. Congratulations.
And he knew some guy who knew another guy?
I would say my comedy career, such as it is, also is due to me working at the theater, because if it wasn't for the theater, I wouldn't be as close with Steph as I am, and we wouldn't have gone to that karaoke contest, which wouldn't have resulted in me getting at the radio station, which wouldn't have resulted in me meeting Sandy, which wouldn't have resulted in me doing comedy.
Wow. Holy poop.
A little less direct, but I see where you're going.
It was just, yeah, like, and I also would not be married. Well, I might be, but I probably wouldn't be as happy.
Good one. Good one.
I probably have settled for some dumb whore.
Yep.
Instead of hitting the jackpot! Ding, 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 ding!
It keeps paying.
Today it paid for your car.
I don't know why
easy
I thought that
giggles.
Funny.
So then I got there, and then Well, first of all, I went to drive to a dealer. I had to have my wife jumpstart the car this morning before she left for work. And then I drove to the dealer I normally go to repair my car at, and they are closed for renovations. And so they're like, check out our other dealer on this street and this street. And they're like, I know L.A., but I wasn't confident enough that I knew where it was, but I couldn't stop the car to go look it up, you know, to go back home and look it up on Yahoo or whatever, because if you shut off the car, you're done. So I just guessed, and eventually, to my credit, I got there. I swear I was the only one there. There were tons of cars there, but I was the only one person physically there with his car, and it still took fucking, like, they still took fucking forever for what I assume must have been fairly simple. They just had to replace the battery and the battery cables. That was what ended up being wrong. And, first off, they quote me a price. Well, first, just to look at it, I'm like, $125 just to look at it? He's like, well, that's just, you know, if we have repairs to do, it comes out of that, but if you take it somewhere else, then you have to pay that. I was like, oh, well, that sucks all the way around. So great. So then he comes in after an interminably long time and goes, oh, all right, so it's, you know, it's just the battery and the battery cables. We can replace that. It'll be 170-something. Plus, you know, and that. And he said that includes tax and stuff. I was like, great. Another interminably long time while they finally fix all that up. And then he comes. Then finally, I'm wandering around because I'm so bored. Like it's been so long, my iPod ran out of batteries. Like I listened to 3 podcasts and been playing solitaire, and I guess solitaire drains the batteries a lot faster than other things do. So now I'm just wandering around because I'm bored and I have nothing to listen to. So I'm like dip to do, dip to do, and I keep wandering by the office. If I was like, okay, it's ready, and so now the price is $20 more. I swore he said 170 something. Well, the person goes, well, this is, you know, with tax and tip. I'm like, but he said, oh, whatever. And then I look, and his estimate says a different price that he quoted me on the estimate that I supposedly signed off on, which was $10 less than the actual price that I ended up paying, but $10 more than what he said it was going to be. I was like, just fucking say what it is. $20 is not going to make me run screaming from here. And then, to top it off, there are 12 more things wrong with my car that apparently need attention. So he wrote them down for me.
Yeah, they'll always find that shit.
Well, some of them are like, oh, okay, that's not that big a deal. Well, especially because it's like, yeah, the corroded, what, coil pack is corroded. I was like, what is a coil pack? He's like, oh, it's a thing. It's the thing that attaches the spark plugs to the something or other. And like, well, here, I'll show you. When he brings it around, I'll show it to you. And so he pulls one off and goes, okay, it's this one, but it's, you know, it's this. And he pulls it back and he's like, well, one of these is corroded. It's obviously not this one. Let me call him over here. Hey, and so the mechanic comes over and pulls off that same one and goes, see how this is corroded right there? And it's like, that's the same one he just said, obviously not this one. Not only that, they said, one of the things he specifically said was, your tires are fine. I know for a fact I have a tire that flattens every so often, and it's definitely wearing the tread just on one part of the tire out whenever it gets flat before I fill it back up again. So, I don't trust these guys' judgment, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But one of the main things was my transmission pan is leaking again. Mm. And, that's no me gusta.
I think it's got the word transmission in it. No Tim Gusta.
But you know what? I fucking fixed my front headlight on my own. Fuck you, dealership. Suck it. Still took 20 minutes, but I did it.
You saved yourself some money. Look at Mr. Tim, Mr. DIY.
Not only that, like I didn't even have to go buy another bulb because I'd had to change the other headlight. I don't know, about a year ago, and I, like, you can only buy headlights in sets of two, like, you know, any bulb you buy pretty much at an auto store, they've got to be in two. I'm like, fuck you with your two, I just need one! I don't need your value pack!
You'll need it eventually.
But yeah, it turned out in this case that I was like, well, thank goodness I saved this for a year, because I know they're counting on people losing these things.
Yeah.
Like, I bought one, but I'll save this other one. Oh, shit, I broke it. You know, but no, not me. I was like, but fucking, I don't know why they designed the cars like this. I have to dismantle like 75 things just to get the goddamn light bulb.
Oh, dude, I remember the last time I had to change a light bulb. Same bullshit.
I'm like, do I really have to fucking take the dashboard off? Is that necessary? I gotta wrap the steering wheel around my left nut just to get the goddamn light bulb in. Angerton.
There was one kind of car, and God, I wish I could remember what it was, but they designed the whole thing on computer, and were very, very happy that they had done so, and, like, you know, touted this in their marketing materials of, you know, completely CAD designed, and everything fits together oh so well. But apparently when they had actually done the design on the computer, somebody had been really clever, and had decided, hey, we've got a little bit of extra space up in here, we can totally tuck the battery there, and then we don't need to put it anywhere else, which means we can save, you know, a couple extra cubic inches over here, and then we can move these other things. So to change the battery or jump the car requires removing one of the tires.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, I would kill someone.
Yeah, like you have to jack the car up and then take the front right tire off or something like that just to get in there to pull the battery off of its mounts.
That hurts my soul. Fuck. Just because when you need to jump your car, you're already not happy as it is. Like, no one's ever like, oh, well, sometimes you jump a car. You're always like, all right. Like, because no one gets in the car. No one hops in the car. We're like, all right, I've got, you know, 45 extra minutes just in case, you know, random shit goes wrong. No, you're usually running out. Fuck, I can't believe I forgot to, you know, set the alarm for this. Maybe I can grab this on the way there. If I time everything just right, I can. Son of a bitch! The was the car not starting, in case you're wondering.
It's either that or a Smurf running by.
Damn it, Brainy Smurf! Get off my lawn! Stop putting French windows in my mushrooms!
Stop putting windows in my fresh... No, I'm talking about...
So, which Smurf was gayer? Brainy Smurf or Vanity Smurf?
Vanity Smurf.
I think it was Tim.
Tim's not blue.
I'm Noah. I'm a douchehead.
Tim is the gayest Smurf I know.
Noah is fucking gay.
Woo!
You didn't know Tim I had that kind of retort, did you?
Yeah, it was a quick wit.
I'm stand-up, it's what I do. beware my dangerous tongue.
Oh, shit, he's about to take off, motherfuckers.
You're about to lick him?
What?
I said, beware my dangerous tongue, and Andy said, you're going to lick him?
Oh, I thought he was talking to me. I was like, why would I lick him?
You've licked me.
Because you're a
probably
Tim licker. You're a Smurf lover.
I believe I have photos of it somewhere.
Licking or
in that
kissing?
Both. It was a page of the two of us licking and or kissing each other.
Really?
Yeah.
A page of pictures?
It was that Stephanie scrapbook that she put together from old pictures of us.
No wonder people thought we were gay. They're licking and kissing each other again.
The engineer at the radio station was pretty sure that you were gay.
I know.
And he kept trying to get... He's like, no, I'm telling you, he's gay. I'm like, I really don't think so. Judging by the noises I hear from his room when he has girls over, I'm going to guess straight. Either that or these are the most convincing trannies I've ever seen.
Well, and how did he know so much? Maybe he's gay.
You know, based on his outfits that he would wear when he was biking and running and stuff, that is an excellent thesis. Walking around looking like Spider-Man's gay cousin.
I'm not gay, I'm not gay, but I dance around in a gay way. Spider-Man just made you gay.
Oh, the Spider-Man dance. God, that was an internet meme that came and went.
Why isn't it back? It needs to come back.
We will bring it back. We will post it on Tancast.
What about peanut butter jelly time?
Classic.
That's so stupid. Why is it so funny? Like, I always wonder, who thinks of that shit? Who thinks, like, all right, I'm going to get a little dancing banana, I'm gonna play this song, Peanut Butter Jelly Time, and I'll have a little crappy little animated GIF that moves around the screen, and people will love it!
Did you find the banana?
No. I found something better.
Oh dear. We're sending each other links while we're talking. Because that's what we do! Whoa!
Oh, I sent Tim a video of a girl falling off a table. He loved it.
That was pretty funny. Why is this Indian style?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not gay. Blood and red in a gay, gay way.
What has this got to do with India?
I don't know.
Spider-Man has made you gay.
Or is his actual dance style Indian? Like, that whatever he's doing, is that based on some sort of Indian dance?
I think it's got
to
be...
Because to me, it's just the Spider-Man will make you gay dance.
Yes. To the tune of the old Spider-Man show.
I don't get it either.
Which was also gay. I think it's supposed to look like Bollywood dancing, but it doesn't.
Have you guys seen Italian Spider-Man?
No.
Oh, it's like this the spoof of, like, these, you know, of this Italian Spider-Man movie that they're making. It's kind of funny. I'll say, like, you don't have to watch it now, because it's, like, 3 minutes long.
Well, but then, fuck
watch
it.
Watch it at your leisure. Your leisure.
I'm sure all these links will be in the show notes. So, when you get back to your computer, you can link away. Click, 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 click,
click. Click, click, click. I'm watching videos. Well, you know, I think it's about time we wrap this motherfucker up.
I do believe you are right, sir. We've enjoyed Spider-Man making us gay, and, now it's time to go out into the wide world and be fabulous.
Fabulous!
Or since it's 10 o'clock Eastern, go to sleep.
Just a quick something I just read on the comments that was just submitted on the site. DJ Technoid, the guy who made the music, the wonderful music at the beginning of End of Tancast, he asked when Hell's Kitchen will be on. I believe it's the summer season that I'm on.
Mm.
So,
damn, that's
quite a while from
time.
Now. Yeah. I hope I'm allowed to say that. Well, I just did.
don't sue him. He ain't got no money.
You can have a broken down car, but you gotta fix the transmission leak. Sucker! So yeah, Fox, just write me privately. I'll edit this part out of the show.
Let me know, too, if you find out, because I would record it. And watch it and laugh at you.
If I'm even on.
I don't know why I would laugh at you, but, you know.
Because that's what you do?
Yeah.
You spend your life sinking my boat and delighting in my misery?
We all do that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mostly Noah, though. It's what he excels at. He's like the idiot savant of Tim's pain.
I think that should be the title of this episode. Idiot Savant of Tim's Pain.
I always love when the episode titles come from the last 3 seconds of the episode. Because people are like, what does this have to do with anything? I don't know if people even do that, or if people are like, fuck the episode title, I'm just listening.
I kind of pay attention, like some things I pay attention to the episode title, and I'm kind of like, I wonder where that came from. But not always. Sometimes I don't care. I'm just like, well, because a lot of podcasts I listen to is like NPR, so it's like hourly news podcasts. I'm like, oh, I wonder where they came up with that.
Yeah. I hate when they Make It So, which I no longer listen to anymore, like their episode title is just the episode number. So like Make It So 24. I'm like, that doesn't really help me remember what you... Because they have specific topics each week. So instead of like, you know, we talk about Klingons and Romulans, it's just episode 24, and I'm supposed to remember.
How is that? How is that podcast? How fucking much can you talk about Star Trek?
You can talk about it a long time.
it was funny. I was talking about Disneyland, and I was like, I can go to Disneyland maybe once a year, maybe once every 2 years. My friend can go fucking all the time, multiple times in a month. I don't fucking get it.
Tim makes own fun, though. He goes and does own Timmy things.
And he goes alone. I'm like, the whole part of going to the amusement park for me is like the group thing. Like, well, I don't want
to
go alone.
Tim has to go alone because he's difficult to spend time with.
He is.
Because I'm burning my friends out on Disneyland. So even my wife is like, you know what, let me just pull back, I'm full. Side note, because we were just talking about Star Trek, I was in a Star Trek group, I'm on a Star Trek group on the internet, and someone posted...
Of course you are.
Well, yes. Yeah, let's be fair. Someone had posted I forget what the title of it was, but apparently since Barack Obama has been president, 20... Oh, no, no, okay, here was his tie. Jerry Ryan, who played Seven of Nine on Voyager, dated a senator named Jack Ryan, who ran against Obama, and Obama beat him. And apparently Jerry Ryan once let it slip that they went to a sex club, and Barack used that during the campaign, supposedly. This is according to what this guy said. So if it were not for that, Barack Obama might not be president, and that was his opening line. And the next thing was, worldwide wealth has decreased by 27 million or trillion dollars, or billion, something, a lot, since Barack Obama has taken office. And then there was like this, one of those motivational posters, but it was the Death Star, but in the circle it was the Obama O, and then the underneath it said, change, it's not always a good thing. And I'm like, you know what, I'm not often prone to taking fools to task on political things on the internet, but I was like, wow, 27 trillion since he's been in office. Well, he's been in office a whole 50 days, so that must have been his fault. He must have been enacting wealth-reducing policies at two or three a day to get that much done. It couldn't possibly be the mortgage crisis and the banking crisis and the Wall Street crisis that had been going on for some time. It couldn't possibly be 8 years of failed policy, and it couldn't possibly be people who are actively rooting for him to fail. Way to go. You've conclusively proved it's his fault, and to bring your point home, you photoshopped his logo onto the Death Star. FYI, the Death Star is from Star Wars, Trekkie fail. And my last line was, and PPS, Jack Ryan was best in Patriot Games.
Nice random call across.
Because the senator's name was Jack Ryan.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I do believe that Jerry Ryan cited that as the reason she was divorcing him.
Ah.
If I remember the story correctly. That he kept trying to talk her into going to sex clubs with him. But that could just be internet rumor, and now I'm spreading it. God damn it, I'm fucking TMZ again.
TMZ.
So I saw something on Dig where, like, TMZ was like, oh, we investigated this person. We made him return, you know, stimulus package money. But when you clicked on the link to Dig, it went back to TMZ. And then I tried searching for it to see if any other news source was reporting this. I'm like, I cannot find this. You know, I'm not going to believe what TMZ says. Oh, look, I'm Noah. Fucking, I arrested 1,000 people yesterday. Show me.
Cite my source? Me. It links right back to this blog.
Hooray, Noah. Champion of truth and right-thinking people everywhere.
Speaking of champion of truth, I don't know if people have looked at people who don't go to Tancast.com, but I posted a video, Bill Maher, trying to clip our monkey joke about Michael Jackson from a couple weeks back. We called him out on it.
We have yet to hear back from Mars Camp what they're going to do to make it right.
Come on, Maher, bring it!
They should have
bring
us
it,
on.
Mofo.
I will wear a ski mask. I will go on Bill Maher.
You could be on via satellite or something. We could all be on, you know, just our voices. Well, I guess I could walk down. I mean, I could drive over there. It's not that far from here. But you guys could just, you know, be teleconferenced in or whatever.
Absolutely.
You could wear the Warshak mask.
That would be awesome. And then we can make him at the end. Or
spoiler!
Not.
Spoiler!
If you haven't seen...
Tim, go ahead and drop a peacock on that, because I know my wife is still reading it.
I will have... We'll make him brrr at the end. That's what it'll say.
Dance, like Spider-Man at the end. There, just...
masturbate onto kittens. I don't know how he worked that all into two syllables, but he did it.
All right, so before Noah gets crazy and like starts telling people how Citizen Kane ended and shit, let's...
It was a sled!
It was a sled!
Oh, fuck you both. God damn it, I haven't seen that yet.
Me either.
I was waiting until it came out on retinal implant.
The Matrix is a computer!
Norman Bates' mother is dead. He was the killer the whole time.
She's dead, but she's still around. She's all dried and crusty.
Janet Leigh dies in the shower.
And apparently poops.
The dog dies! That one's just general enough that people may not know.
All right, this is Tancast, spoilerific. Well,
if you get to the end of Tancast, you'll spoil the end of many other things.
I gotta go get some of that delicious dinner into my head.
Wow! You're eating dinner at 10 o'clock at night?
Yes, because I was tan casting before that.
Well, okay, but... All right.
He'll be all right. He ain't got anywhere to be tomorrow.
Nope.
Aww.
Hopefully I'll have
but
more interviews
soon
tomorrow.
He will. What was that?
I said, hopefully I will have more interviews tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, I really wanted to do this in voice and not just, you know, type it into Twitter like I would normally do. To everyone who keeps sending me well wishes, you know, random people who don't know me, thank you all. It's quite touching, really. And it seems to be going well, so keep up the well wishing. Get Andy
Yay,
a job!
For people who don't piss on Andy. Unlike his two best friends.
I hope you fucking fail. John, fail!
All right, Rush Limbaugh, back that off.
What's the name of this place? I'm going to call him up and be like, check out tancats.com. See who you're hiring.
Don't forget to zip your fly up. Oh, I walked around that dealership today, I would say 3/4 of the time with my fly down.
Dude, they should have just thought that was a tactic on your part to get out of there sooner. You guys are taking fucking forever, so here's my nuts. Hey.
Yeah, I should have been like all creepy, like, in the car ready.
Just like stick one finger in from the side really slowly.
You should have
sniff that finger as you walk away.
I was just about to say, and then sniff it.
You should have taken your shirt, the bottom of your shirt, and tucked it in from the top and pulled it down.
Oh yeah, the mankini.
It'd be like, how's the engine looking?
Do you want to have a look at my
undercarriage? There may be something wrong with my rear.
I heard those hoses are bulging.
All right, we should wrap this motherfucker up so Andy can eat.
Yes.
You gotta stay fat.
Stay fat, America.
Yeah, apparently winter's coming back. We had winter with snow and shit, then we had summer, and now we're having winter again. I'm very confused.
You should be.
Yeah. Well, to everyone that says there is no global climate change, fuck you.
Well, then, I don't know what to say about that. Heavens. All right, Noah fell down.
Apparently. Noah's, oh, I can't take this anymore. Oh.
I did not fall down.
So good night, everybody, or good morning, or good mid-afternoon, or good graveyard shift.
But not good dusk. Fuck you if you're listening at dusk.
Fuck dusk.
I hope your dusk is miserable.
And not brunch, either. Fuck brunch.
Yes!
Pick one, either lunch or breakfast.
We're at war! Pick a side!
As Tancast's token white guy, I gotta go against you guys on brunch.
Of course you do.
Fucking any time Andy can eat more, he's got to go against you.
Goes, I was going to say,
brunch,
yeah.
Breakfast,
Andy is,
brunch,
Andy's,
lunch.
Andy's very pro-meal.
When Taco Bell came out with the fourth meal, Andy's like, yes! My petition.
Finally, they've been reading my petitions.
Andy went around to all the Taco Bells with a can of spray paint, scratched out the fourth, and put a sixth in its place. You bastards, I'm up to five.
Amateurs. Well, now this is making me hungry, so now skinny
too.
Boy gotta eat.
All right.
Adios.
Good night, everybody. Kisses and hugs.
Hugs and kisses.
Naughty tickles.
Thanks for listening to Tancast Episode 41. You know what? Is anyone even listening to this part? Are people going and writing reviews on iTunes? Or are they subscribing via iTunes? Are they going to Tancast.com and leaving us comments? Are they going to Podcast Alley and voting for us so we can get in the top 30? Are they doing any of this crap? Or am I wasting my fucking life? I'm pretty sure I'm wasting my fucking time. Fuck it and fuck it. Quit.
Tancast. Naughty tickles. In your balls with my pinky. Something that rhymes with balls.
So, how's awkwardness with everyone?
It's quite awkward.
Hey everybody, welcome to AwkwardCast. We're going to talk about the times that we walked in on our parents.
I did that once. It was horrible.
I've never done that, and it was wonderful.
I did that once when I was very, very small, and I got yelled at. It was the panic yell, you know, the not actually mad, but like, oh my god, I got caught having sex! I'm going to yell at you, even though it's me that I'm embarrassed for! Thing. So I think I was like 5 and my little brother was like 3. And I walked in and just like I knew I was in the wrong place. Like I didn't really know what was going on, but I knew I shouldn't be there. And then my mom yelled at me to get out of the room.
I've never seen this before. This can't be good.
Yeah, so like my little brother, I think he was like right behind me. So, Andrew, get out of here. turned around really fast, spun my little brother around. I'm like, oh, we got to go back out. We're going to go watch cartoons downstairs.
They didn't have the baby yet, did they?
Who?
His brother, your brother.
Oh, yeah.
When did they have the baby?
A couple of weeks ago.
Oh, okay. So I'm not that out of the loop.
No. Yeah, let me check. There we go. There we go. There we go. Yep. About a month ago. Man, time flies. I've had a little nephew for a month. And I have a slightly bigger nephew.
Hooray!